Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud. In this parak we will see the anointing of Shaul HaMelech, the first king of Yisrael, first in private and then in public in front of all Kai Yisrael. Take note of Shaul's great humility. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayikach Shmuel es pach ha-shemen, Vayitzak al rosho. Shmuel took the jug of oil and poured it on Shaul's head. Vayishakehu, and he kissed him. Vayomer halo ki mishichecha, Hashem al nachlaso lenagin. Indeed, Hashem has anointed you as a ruler for Yisrael. A question that's brought here is, which oil was used to anoint Shaul? Some will fortune learn, Shaul was anointed with the Shemen Afar Simon, and not the Shemen HaMishcha, which was a special oil from the time of Moshe that was only used for leaders from the tribe of Yehuda, the family of David. Other Mephorshim learn, indeed, the Shemen HaMishcha was used for anointing Shaul. Since Shaul was the first king, no one from Yehuda, from David's family, was around to be anointed with. I'd also like to add, the Kli Yakar explains that the kiss that Shmuel gave Shaul was one that completely connected and bound together Shaul and Shmuel. This was necessary for Shaul, as he was not from the tribe of Yehuda and needed a connection to Shmuel for the kingship. Due to Shaul's great humility, Shaul was still not convinced Shmuel's words were true. Shmuel gave Shaul three signs that will take place to know if Shmuel's words were true. Shmuel now told Shaul the events that will transpire after leaving Shmuel. Sign number one, Shaul will run into two men heading from Kever Rachel. They will tell Shaul not to worry about the loss of donkeys, as your father, Kish, is starting to worry about where his lost son is. Sign number two, from there you will continue on your way. Shaul will meet three men, one carrying three young goats, one carrying three loaves, and one carrying three loaves of bread, and one carrying wine. They will give you two breads, and you will take them from the people. Sign number three, then Shaul will encounter a group of Nevi'im with people playing musical instruments, prophesizing. Shaul will attain Nevuah at that point. Note how music here is a key step to attaining Nevuah and prophecy. And Pasuk Vav, V'tzalacha alecha ruach Hashem, V'tznabis imam v'nahapech l'ish achar. And then the ruach Hashem will fall upon you, as Shmuel continues to tell Shaul, and you will become a Navi, a prophet, and be converted, flipped into another man. Shmuel then continued, you will see these signs come true, then you will know Hashem is with you. Shaul was then instructed by Shmuel to head to Gilgal and wait 7 days until Shmuel meets him there. And Pasuk Tes, V'haya kihifinaso, shichmo leleches, me'im Shmuel, v'yahapach lo lokim lev acher. Now, when Shaul had left Shmuel, Shaul's heart got flipped into another person. A new spirit came over him. And all those signs came true to Shaul on that day. And Pasuk Yud, through Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shaul now joined the group of Nevi'im and attained prophecy. The other prophets seemed to be taken by surprise that Shaul, the son of Kish, had Nevuah. Shaul's Nevuah then ended. Shaul now met up with an uncle who questioned Shaul about where he went. Shaul related searching for the lost donkeys and encountering the great prophet Shmuel. Shaul deliberately leaves out the event that transpired and the news of Shmuel telling him he would be the first king of Yisrael. Shmuel now gathered the entire nation of Am Yisrael together in Mitzpeh to announce who the king of Klal Yisrael will be. Shmuel now narrowed down who the king is, first by Shevet, then by family, and then by person. In Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vayomer Shmuel el kol ha'am, hari'isem asher bachar bo Hashem. Shmuel said in front of the whole nation, look who Hashem chose for you, ki ein kemohu b'chol ha'am, because there's no one like him in the entire nation. Now the entire nation responds, Vayomru, Yehi HaMelech, long live the king. And they all in unison accepted Shaul as their new king. In Pasuk Kaf Hey, through Pasuk Kaf Zayin, which is the end of the parak, Shmuel then told Yisrael the Chuk HaMalucha, the rules of having a king. Shmuel sent Yisrael home. Shmuel returned home. Shaul returned home to Gibeah with an inspired army. Then in Pasuk Kaf Zayin, where the parak ends, there was Bnei Belial, baseless men, who detracted from Shaul and ridiculed him. However, Shaul remained silent. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.